Mr. Chairman, we can certainly do that. We have Chad Switzer and John Cantor lined up to do that. I believe Chad is still on here, so I think it would tie right in there and could probably finish up the day with that last discussion if that would work for you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, let's do that if it works.
John and Chad, you good with that? You there?
Yeah, Tom, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator, for those listening to the meeting. Good follow-up here. We were asked to kind of provide an update on where the department is at in utilizing the Bighorn Sheep Auction Fund that is derived from, obviously, the Bighorn Sheep Auction License. So next slide, Chris, please. Just a background here, kind of give you an idea of where we have bighorn sheep here in southwestern South Dakota. Obviously, we've got a handful of herds there within the Black Hills, and then Badlands National Park is home to a very strong bighorn sheep population. Next slide, Chris. So I'm looking back. This auction tag came into existence back in 2013. And I just wanted to kind of provide a timeline showing the revenue derived primarily from the auction license itself from 2013 to 2020. And then you'll note in there, there's some other itemizations of revenue coming in either through a skull that was a bighorn sheep skull that was donated at say like the Midwest Bighorn Sheep Foundation auction that was done in conjunction with the auction license. And then there's been some donations from some other entities, conservation organizations found here within our own state here in South Dakota or from outside of the state across the country. And I don't want to mention any names because I'll likely forget some and that would not be nice to do. So, but you can see there through time, there has been some substantial money generated for the management and, you know, stuff done for bighorn sheep. You'll note there in 2020, the significant increase in that auction license sale. And if you remember back, Mr. Chair and many of the commissioners here on the board yet, we had a fair amount of discussion in regards to that auction license. And we set a cap, I guess, of $85,000 of that auction license would remain and go directly towards efforts related towards the propagation of bighorn sheep. And anything remaining above that $85,000, half of that money would go towards the Second Century Habitat Initiative, and the other half of that above the $85,000 would go towards GPA habitat management. And I believe, although that could be used statewide, there's obviously consideration given for those game production areas found within the Black Hills, which are not many compared to what we own or manage statewide and in western South Dakota. So next slide, Chris. Just to kind of put into perspective where some of those funds have been going to, here's just a pie chart indicating whether, and these are kind of lumped into three different categories here, one being supplies, where you can see a vast majority of those expenditures have gone towards and also to contractual services, and then a finer amount dedicated towards travel, and that was predominantly related towards the translocation of bighorn sheep from Alberta, Canada, down to the Deadwood herd there that I believe that was conducted in, boy, might have been 2015, if memory serves me correct. I know there are several of us on here that made that road trip up there, but that was a neat experience, and we'll get into some of that further discussion on Deadwood here coming up here soon. So next slide, Chris. So just to kind of provide some itemizations, I guess, if you would, of where those expenditures have been going here. That first one, again, was costs associated with that transplant from Alberta to Deadwood. Obviously, there was, you know, it's not just driving up there and getting sheep and coming back. There's lots of work involved with that, from permits to disease testing to hiring some contractors to help us up there on the Kahneman mine area to capture those sheep, staff costs, radio collars, blood work, veterinarian costs, things of that nature. John had already mentioned in the discussion with Commissioner Bees on some water development that we worked on there on Elk Mountain as a result of that subherd we do have there on Elk Mountain, not only benefited sheep, but likely elk, deer, and obviously those permittees that graze livestock up there on Elk Mountain. You've heard some updates from our department staff, predominantly Chad Lehman and John, on the two research projects that we have conducted in regards to ovine pneumonia, and we know the effect that disease can have on our bighorn sheep. So we have spent considerable money, not only auction money, but some of our federal aid dollars in conjunction with South Dakota State University in conducting research in Custer State Park. And now and we're almost concluded with a project in Rapid City to go in and test those sheep, determine what sheep might be shedders of that ovine pneumonia disease, and get those sheep out of there for the benefit of the herd. And we've obviously seen some real positive results of those efforts. We've also conducted some trap and transfer of bighorn sheep in Montana. And those sheep were brought back primarily it was a cooperative effort between our department, Montana Game and Fish. There would have been a tribal agency up there in Montana. I can't quite remember their name now. And then with Pine Ridge, we brought sheep back to Pine Ridge and supplemented some of our herds within the Black Hills. We have funded with Pine Ridge some additional captures and deployment and purchases of radio collars for a research project that they have going on down there in Ogallala County and that herd down there near Badlands National Park. A couple years ago, maybe it's been three now, we did a cooperative effort with our department and the staff there at Badlands National Park, and we trapped and transferred and radio marked primarily, I believe they're all ewes, and maybe a few younger lambs, and translocated those sheep to Custer State Park. We've obviously used some of this funding for disease testing related towards ovine pneumonia with bighorn sheep and you know, some various other contractual services. We've had some professionals come from across the state to come in and do some training with our staff on body conditions of sheep when they're captured and in hand, and some other disease experts collaborating with our department and SDSU. So next slide, Chris. John, maybe I'll turn this over to you now if you would, please.
You bet. Thanks, Chad. John Kanta, Regional Supervisor up in Western South Dakota again. Just want to talk about a couple of ideas that staff have developed internally, and then also working with our bighorn sheep stakeholder group that we meet with annually every spring, typically after the May Commission meeting. This year we did a virtual meeting with them, staff did, because of the COVID situation. But what we have listed out on this slide is some of the projects or ideas that came to the top that we'd like to put some of that money that Chad spoke to, put that to work. And, you know, as you probably saw, and like Chad explained, we do have quite a bit of money in the bank, so to speak, there. And so it's appropriate that we try to spend some of that and put it out and do some good work for bighorn sheep out on the ground. And so we've got a couple of priority projects at the top there that kind of rose to the top when we looked at all of this. And Chad talked a little bit about that herd in Deadwood where we transplanted sheep from Alberta, Canada. And the herd, when we first moved them in, did great. They took off. They adapted to that habitat as we predicted they would real well. But unfortunately, that was another area that we saw pneumonia show up, and kind of scratching our heads. We really don't know where it came from or how it came about. We put a lot of work into looking around that area and making sure there's not any threats in the way of domestic sheep or goats to those bighorn sheep. But nonetheless, they did develop pneumonia, and we lost a good portion of that herd. There's still currently approximately 25 sheep up there. We actually are seeing some lambs in that area, and some lambs that are surviving and not dying of pneumonia, which is a typical after effect of those pneumonia die-offs. And so Just like we did in Custer State Park and the Rapid City Herd, we'd like to start a project up there and bring a graduate student on to test that herd, identify any shedders and pull them out of there, and essentially treat that herd so that we can start to see some growth and bring that herd online along with all of the other great things that we've got going on with bighorn sheep in South Dakota. So that was our first and probably top idea. And that project, you know, it's estimated to take a good portion of the funds that we have in the bank, not including anything we might make into the future here. And so we really feel like that's probably the top priority when we look at everything laid out on the table. A close second would be to do some habitat projects in the Black Hills. And one in particular that we've been talking about for quite some time is, as you can see there, a prescribed burning or thinning project in the vicinity of Dead Man Gulch. And this would benefit the Spring Creek subherd of the Rapid City Herd, and it's just southwest of Rapid City there. This is the Rapid City Herd that we just completed the project on and took the shedders out and are starting to see some good things in that herd and see it start to rebound. So along with that, we'd like to do some habitat work to open some areas up and make it a little bit better bighorn sheep habitat out there. So those two rose to the top. There are a number of other projects that we have in queue that we could spend some money on. Certainly the Elk Mountain Sightability model that you see there, and that's primarily being headed up by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, but we are assisting with labor and time and materials. We have some nets that we can capture bighorn sheep with and are offering those up along with our staff time to help Wyoming Game and Fish. But certainly that's lingering out there and will definitely benefit us as we share that bighorn sheep herd on Elk Mountain. And that is or has been one of our healthiest and most productive herds if you go back the last 5 or 10 years. And so it'd be important for us to keep a good tab on what we have for sheep in that area and where that population is headed. You know, because of the project that we completed in Rapid City and the fact that that herd is starting to rebound and do well, we do want to look to supplement that herd sometime in the near future here. So that would be on the list as well. And one of the things that we're seeing in that herd is that because of the low recruitment the last number of years, we don't have a lot of up-and-coming ewes in particular that are of that prime age for breeding. And so we'd look to try to pick up some ewes in particular. And right now we're talking about possibly from Badlands National Park, if they'll work with us, and I think they will, we would bring some ewes over and transplant those into the Rapid City herd. Pretty minimal cost with that, but it will certainly take some a little bit of staff time and capture and disease testing and such before we bring those over. Just moving down the list there, additional testing of domestic sheep within 30 miles of any wild sheep herds. And of course, that's with cooperation from those landowners, those folks that have the herds. What we're trying to do there is test these domestic herds, identify if they have the Mycoplasma ova pneumoniae, which is the precursor to the pneumonia that we see in these die-offs in bighorn sheep, and just simply identify it and type it, because there are several different strains out there. And what that'll allow us to do is, one, recognize that herd of domestic sheep has the MOVI, as they call it, but also there's some research and some of the new stuff coming out where they're trying some different vaccines on domestic sheep and goats. And so it's good for us to identify that and potentially work with those landowners to try and treat those into the future. And last on the list there is we have a reintroduction of sheep into the Angostura area, the Flag Mountain area, which so this area is going to be down south of Hot Springs. It's actually near some Nature Conservancy land. There's a large tract of Forest Service land that's somewhat landlocked, but we've been looking at this for quite some time. It's actually, the way it sits, it's really good bighorn sheep habitat. We actually have reports and do believe that we have a small band of bighorn sheep down there right now. So it'd be a matter of us going down and looking to see what there is for domestic sheep and goats in the area, which we believe is minimal, and then also trying to identify if, in fact, there is a resident herd of bighorn sheep there and just how many are there and what that looks like. And then we supplement that herd or if in fact there isn't any there, we would just reintroduce sheep to the area and start another herd in the Black Hills here. So yeah, that's a rundown of what we have on the list. And then of course, I'd add in our discussion that we just had a moment ago. We do intend to put some money into that water project, in Hell's Canyon there, and help the Forest Service and those permittees out. Those projects are, you know, number one, it's putting water out on the forest that wildlife will use, but it also allows those permittees to graze the forest a little more evenly and move those cattle around. And just a good project for us to be a part of and, partner with those other agencies and of course those, private, folks, those producers out there that have the permits. And with that, I think that's all we have, and Chad and I would stand by for any questions.
Mr. Beast,
how many sheep do you think are available to be able to be brought out of Badlands?
Yeah, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please.
So, Commissioner Beast, right now, by our estimates, working real close with the Badlands National Park staff, they have a heck of a lot of sheep. They're doing really well. You know, their minimum counts the last couple of years were around that 250 range, and that's just what they counted from the areas that they were able to access. So we believe that there's more than that. There could be upwards of 350 to 400 sheep out there. The other thing that we like about that herd is with some recent research, we did some capture work and testing out there, assisting the National Park and SDSU, and that herd of sheep showed titers for the MOVI strain, this Mycoplasma ovipositor, which tells us that they were exposed at one time and survived it. And so what we're looking at is those sheep are probably really hardy sheep that likely have some resistance to the MOVI and pneumonia. And so those are the same sheep that we put over in Custer State Park. And boy, that was a real shot in the arm. The Custer State Park herd is just booming right now. And of course, you'll recall that the commission opened up that season again and offered a license this year. But getting back to Badlands National Park, there's a lot of sheep out there, and they've been cooperating with us really well over the years. And so I would anticipate that there's probably as many as many ewes out there as we can take to supplement some of these other herds in the Black Hills.
John, are there still big horn sheep out there that people are going to want to pay money for on the auction?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, so Badlands National Park historically has had some really big rams. You look back through time with pickups and just some different sheep that we've acquired over the years, whether they died of whatever reason. And so, yeah, there just seems to be a good bloodline there in the habitat and forage to support big rams. And so we do know of a couple of other rams at least. Recall that Badlands National Park is pretty inaccessible, or not readily accessible, to just drive down a road and count sheep. But what we know of out there are a couple of really nice rams out there, and then there's a whole bunch of just darn good rams. And so, yeah, I think it's a good bloodline, and there's a lot of big rams in the park.
That Edman Gulch area, is that what sometimes otherwise be referred to as the Bighorn Sheep Preserve out on Sheridan Lake Road, or is that a different area?
There is a Dead Man Gulch in the Bighorn Sheep Management Area off Sheridan Lake Road. Yep. And this it's not that exact area. This is actually would be in Spring Creek Canyon, so generally in the vicinity, but not exactly that location.
Are you doing any looking to find other places in the hills with suitable habitat? Is that coming up or not?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, please.
Commissioner Beast, so we've done a lot of work over the years to try to model habitat and optimal habitat for bighorn sheep, and that's exactly how we came up with that area down there south of Hot Springs and west of Angostura. It when we ran our habitat models, that shook out as a really good place to have bighorn sheep. Another thing that we've done is also ran some models that, so let me back up for a second, if I may. What really, if you really dumb it down, what do bighorn sheep need? Well, they like really rocky, steep terrain with no trees. So the simple way to put it is if you've got some nice, rocky, rough terrain, if you cut down all the trees and burn it off, that turns into really prime bighorn sheep habitat. That not intentionally, but that's what happened up at Deadwood is, you know, that burnt off just south of Deadwood there in the Grizzly Gulch burn. And, you know, with all that topography and rough terrain up there after it burnt off, it turned into just a great place for bighorn sheep. So another thing that we've done is modeled rough terrain, but also looking at canopy. And so we've identified some other areas that, you know, if we went in and did some timber work and opened those areas up, it would turn into some really nice bighorn sheep habitat. And what we do with that information right now is just try to work with the Forest Service, being that most of that property is National Forest, try to work with the Forest Service to identify projects and areas that we can open up some of those areas and start to make it look like a little better bighorn sheep habitat. And some of these areas, the sheep will likely just move into on their own because they're relatively close to some of our existing herds. But down the road, there may be some opportunities on some larger projects that we could open them up and then look to put some more bighorn sheep or transplant them in there.
Comments? Thank you, John and Chad, very much.
Thank you.
So, is there some reason to continue? Does somebody need to get out today and then come back tomorrow, or should we begin in the morning? Morning? all right, so let's be done for the day, and we'll start in the morning with 23, Light Bechtel Release and Flow in Zappa Creek. Everybody in the morning. And then-